I, having an hour of time and leisure, straight to the valley I did repair, and where I resolved to take my pleasure, among the lilies so sweet and fair. I in a moment was amazed, hearing a youthful damsel cry, as in a pallion her voice she railed, never was lover more true than I. Then I, being willing to know the reason of the sad moan which the damsel made, there I resolved to tarry a season. Straight with a sorrowful sigh she said, "He made a vow, and now he forgoes it. I never knew the reason why. While I was with him, full well he knows it, never was lover more true than I." Down from her eyes then her tears they were flowing, so that her passion increased sore. To her, alas, I would fain have been going, but that I feared to offend her more. Her very tears and sighs did grieve me, the which did seem to pierce the sky, saying, "Alas, though my love does leave me, never was creature more true than I." When he did call me his dear love and jewel, making to me a most solemn vow, I never thought he could have been so cruel, as to my sorrow I find him now. By his fair words I was deluded, therefore I here in sorrow lie. Though from his presence I am excluded, never was creature more true than I. Strephon, he oftentimes sued for my favor, never was any young swain so kind. But my affections was settled forever, I cannot waver with any wind. No other swain shall e'er enjoy me, I for his sake had rather die. Though by unkindness he does destroy me, never was creature more true than I. Long was I wooed ere he once could obtain me, fearing, alas, what I find too true. He most unworthily now does refrain me. Here may I bid all my joys adieu. This yielding heart has proved my ruin. Here in this silent grove I'll die. Nothing but sorrows I find ensuing, never was creature more true than I. I'll bid adieu to that ungrateful creature, which is the cause of my grief and woe. Death I desire, there's nothing more sweeter. To the Elysium shades I'll go, where with young lovers I will wander, free from this sad extremity. I cannot bear what I now lie under, never was creature more true than I. With that her speech began for to fail her, saying farewell to my unkind love. Every creature did seem to bewail her, nothing was pleasant in all the grove. Her silken locks, alas, she rended, saying, I here for love must die. With these last words then her sorrows ended, never was creature more true than I.